Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're going to continue in Maseches Bikurim, and we are up to Paragimel, Mishnah Tes, and Mishnah Yud. So we spoke before already a little bit about how people, when they would bring Bikurim, would decorate the baskets by putting beautiful fruits on the rim of the baskets. We mentioned in Mishnah Gimel about how they would do this because if you were bringing a bunch of raisins and figs, so that wasn't so nice, but you live far away from Yerushalayim, you couldn't bring fresh fruit. It would be spoiled by the time you got to Yerushalayim. So if you're bringing a bunch of raisins and figs, as you got close to Yerushalayim, you'd put some really nice peiros around your basket. So Rabbi Shimon ben Anna Somer, ma'atrinas ha-bikurim chutz mi-shivas haminim. You can make the bikurim baskets beautiful even by using non-shivas haminim peiros in order to decorate the baskets. Obviously, bikurim itself can only be done with the shivas haminim, but the decorations around the basket could be even fruits that didn't grow in Eretz Yisrael and even fruits that are not from the shivas haminim. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. He says, no, only the Shiva Saminim can be used to be ma'atir the Bikurim, and, as the bartender points out, that it has to be from peros that grew in Eretz Yisrael, that are chayiv in Bikurim, and halachak Rabbi Akiva, the bartender points out, Rabbi Kiva is worried that if someone sees someone bring Bikurim, and he's got, apples from, oranges from California, or whatever, apples from wherever, so people are going to think that that you're chayiv and bikurim on all minim, not just the shivas haminim. They're not going to realize that it's only an Eretz Yisrael thing, and that it's only a shivas haminim thing. So the Chum said that even the itur bikurim, which doesn't really have a status of bikurim, it's not the actual bikurim, even that should be done only with the shivas haminim and only from peros that grew in Eretz Yisrael. Now Mishnah Yud tells us that Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, you know, there are actually three types of fruits in the Bikurim process. Two of them we've already discussed, right? We've discussed the fruits that you go out into the field, into your orchard, and the fruit is first starting to grow, and you tie a gemi around it, you tie a reed around it, so that's the actual Bikurim. Then you're going to go find it with the reed around it. It's already been marked, it's already been identified. When it's fully grown, you're going to go and you're going to pick it. That's the Bikurim. We already spoke also about the Itur Bikurim, the decorative fruits that you'd put on the top of your basket in order to make your basket look nice when you bring it to Yerushalayim. But there's actually a third level as well. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shalosh Midos B'Bikurim. There are three levels of Bikurim. HaBikurim, there's the actual original Bikurim that we spoke about, where you tie the gemi around and you identify it, and then you go and you find it, and that's the actual Bikurim. And here's the new one, V'Tosefes HaBikurim. When you go out to harvest in the field and you pick those original ones that you had tied the gemi around, you then could add extra peros to the Bikurim, and then the Itur HaBikurim. And the third level is what we've spoken about twice already, which is the Itur HaBikurim. We spoke about in Mishnah Gimel how if you live far away from Yerushalayim and you have only raisins and dried figs, so you want to decorate the basket with nicer, fresher produce as you get closer to Yerushalayim. And we spoke about in Mishnah Tes whether the Machlokas Tanayim, whether Itur Bikurim can come only from Shiva Saminim and only from Peros Eretz Yisrael, or can come from any Peros. Now, all of them have to be given to a Kohen and can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, even though the only one that has Kedushas Bikurim is the original level. So, Tosefes HaBikurim Min Bimino, the Itar HaBikurim Min B'She'ino Mino. The Tosefes HaBikurim, the additional fruits that you add, have to be of the same type of fruit as the actual Bikurim. But the Itar HaBikurim could be even different types of fruits, meaning if you have bikurim that are figs, you can the Tosefes bikurim has to also be figs. And if you take grapes and make that your Tosefes, then they don't even have to be given to a kohen. They don't take on the status of Tosefes HaBikurim. Meaning the Itur bikurim, though, could be even from another min, and that was clear in the last Mishnah, really, because in the last Mishnah we had a machlokas whether the Itur bikurim even has to be from the Shivas HaMinim. It could even be apples and oranges, perhaps. So obviously it could be from another min. Tosefes HaBikurim Ne'echelas B'Tahara. The Tosefes HaBikurim has to be eaten when a person is Tahar. And Itur Bikurim also has to be eaten when it's Tahar, the Rishonim point out, but if for whatever reason the Mishnah doesn't mention that. U'Pturim Min HaDamai. And also Tosefes HaBikurim is Pater from Demai. So if you get Tosefes HaBikurim from an Am Haaretz, you don't have to, the Kohen doesn't have to be Mafresh Maestros from that, even though normally when when you get produce from an Am Aretz, you have to be mafresh maisros, because even though most Amei Aretz do take maisros, you have to be choshesh for the significant minority that don't. The itur habikurim chayev b'dmai, but itur habikurim is chayev in demai. So if a kohen gets itur habikurim from an Am Aretz, he does have to be mafresh maisros. Meaning both Tosefes and itur bikurim are different than regular bikurim. Actual bikurim are totally pater from chumas and maisros, and therefore you don't have to worry about whether an Am Aretz took chumas and maisros, because he's not chayev to take chumas and maisros. There's no concern whatsoever. It's not just not even an issue. Tosefes bikurim are chayev in chumas and maisros. So if you know that the guy has not been mafresh chumas and maisros, then of course you can have to be mafresh chumas and maisros. But the extra din midrabanan of demai doesn't apply to tosefes bikurim. So therefore, if you don't know, you're allowed to assume that he did take itur bikurim. Are in such a category that not only are they chayev in the daoraisa of chumas and maisros, but even midrabanan, they're included in demai. So to summarize what we learned today, in Mishnah Tes we learned that machlokas tanaim, whether you decorate the baskets of bikurim even with peros that are not from the shivas aminim, and even peros that are from outside Eretz Yisrael, or no, only those peros that would be chayiv in bikurim. In Mishnah Yud we learned that there are three levels of bikurim. There's the actual bikurim, there's what you add on when you throw in some extra, and then there's the itur bikurim, the decorative stuff. So the tosefes bikurim, the add-on, has to be the same min as what you're actually bringing as the bikurim, but the itur bikurim does not have to be the same min. The tosefes bikurim has to be eaten b'tahara and is potter from demai. The itur bikurim, while it does have to be eaten b'tahara, it's going to be chayiv in demai. And again, the actual bikurim itself, there's no issue of demai because there's no issue of chumas and maisos. There's no chayiv of chumas and maisos to begin with the actual bikurim themselves. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Paragimel Mishnah Yud Aleph.